makinig sa SBS Filipino.
I'm actually an illustrator. I took up commercial art, not fine art. So my work tends to be very figurative. And I usually paint portraits as well. So I always depict the human figure, especially the human face.
So we're looking at the paperworks hanging on the wall here. There's four pieces. Can you tell me about this?
Yeah, so these are moving illustrations. And it's a bit of a departure from the usual. So I usually do these portraits, right? And this time around, I think I was getting a bit bored with portraits, and I was pregnant at that time, and I wanted to somehow, I guess, capture the feeling of what it was like for my body to be creating something. And it didn't make sense to create a static image because, you know, my body was changing so much. I wanted something that moved, you know, that was articulated. And I made the very first paper puppet power pose vessel. Sometime in the middle of my pregnancy, I wanted to capture the awe and sometimes the revulsion I felt about my body, you know. So it's a very naked portrayal, literally and figuratively. I mean, yes, they are naked, but you see everything. Like, you see veins on the stomach, stretch marks on the breasts, all of these weird changes that happen with pregnancy that people don't really talk about. Yeah. And yet, it's also a depiction of power, of female power.
We can look at the work and we can have our own interpretation, but what is it, how do you feel about this notion of the body and the idea of how that's linked to power? Mm-hmm. What's the status at the moment?
Well, the body and power, specifically the female body and power. Well, see, I was never a very athletic or strong person. I've never been physically strong, and I never felt strong, I think, until pregnancy, when my body became this vessel that was creating human life. And it's funny because they treat pregnant women like they're fragile, you know. People stand up and offer you their seat. And yes, you are very tired all the time. You're carrying this weight, but at the same time you feel incredibly powerful, like a force of nature almost, like a mountain or a waterfall, and like you're this portal with like this, you know, this life force passing through you. So it felt incredible, absolutely incredible in all its ups and downs.
And we as men will never experience this, really,
no,
right?
No, never. Never. So, yeah, so it's female power. It's very specific.
Beyond the show, you've worked on this theme, have you?
Beyond the show, no. This is my first time ever to explore this theme. I've never done articulated paper puppets before. So it really is a departure from my usual work. This is the first step for me in this direction.
Yeah. Just lastly, because we've got a baby here who's getting a bit impatient.
Very wriggly.
Impatient. Yeah. So what I wanted to know is, so far tonight, do you think that there's a difference, because we're talking about gender and the body and power, do you think that men and women are experiencing this work differently?
That's a good question. I was actually wondering whether men would appreciate it, or they would just think, you know, I think a lot of men can be very judgmental with female art. They sometimes think that it's too girly, too female, you know. A lot of female artists are judged for being too female, which is ridiculous, you know. But I've actually had one man go up to me saying that he loved my work, that he liked it very much, you know. So, yeah, I guess they do connect with it on some level. I'm curious to know, actually.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Inyong komunidad, inyong usapan sa SBS Filipino.
Pakinggan ang iba pang mga tampok na kwento sa inyong wika, bisitahin ang sbs.com.au/Filipino.